Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'd like to speak to you about negative speech, complaining or gossiping, and why this lowers our vibration and it can actually have detriment to our own self-care to be able to manifest what we want. Always imagine if you would be in the other person's shoes who you're currently talking about. Would you want to be a topic among your so-called friends, families, to be spoken about? No. Imagine it can actually hurt. And people don't have always all of the facts. And frankly speaking, it's not people's business to talk about you. And many times we maybe find ourselves in a situation where we speak about someone and share an experience about the other person, not realizing what evil and darkness we put. We call this in Kabbalah shedding blood on the other person's reputation and tarnishing the person's reputation. Because you are already planting the seed, if you had a bad experience with this person, that when you share this experience with another person to warn him or her, that you're already planting the seed for the other person to have the similar experience. But you can't, because all of us have different experiences with different people, because we have different lessons and we all go through our own lessons. I give you an example. I remember I used to be this kind of person. So I'm still in Monaco and I just taught a Tai Chi Qigong class to investors, about 20 investors and startup founders here in Monaco outside. And it was a free class. So I teach a lot of free classes to also continue practicing teaching. And I know the investment scene quite a lot here in Monaco, and I know a lot of people, and I had not always the best experiences. But if I have a friend now who just arrives here in this place, in Monaco, totally fresh, I cannot tell him that I've made this experience, you need to be careful with that person. Because at that time and space, I was a different person and I had a lesson to learn with that specific person. There was a lesson I had to learn. And the way at that time my energy was totally different and my consciousness level was very different from 10 years ago. And the other person's consciousness level too. And we change, we constantly change. We cannot avoid change and transformation in our lives. It's already in our biology. Every 7 years, we have a whole different new body. Our cells are renewing it themselves all the time. So why on earth, if I had this experience in the past, do I have the right to share my experience with that person that just arrived in Monaco, to plant a seed that this person will have the similar experience like I had? Who says so? No one says so. Who says so that it will be similar? Who says so that this person hasn't changed? Who says so that the person that I'm warning and I'm trying to be kind is going to not have a different lesson than I had 10 years ago? So from a logic perspective, it's not logic. So be aware this week on how you choose your words. We maybe want to be cool and we want to look good because we know more about that person and we want to engage in gossip. Don't. You do not know how much you can harm that person you're talking about, how you can harm that person's reputation. But then yet again, I've had this also many times that people gossip about me. And I mean, frankly speaking, I've not been an angel either. Most of my life, I had also moments where I totally lost it. And I can understand when people share their experience with me, it was maybe not a good experience either. But we change. I am definitely not the same person 10 years ago, nor am I the same person yesterday, nor am I the same person last month or last week. When someone talks about you, let them. It is their karma, and it actually rules out your karma. Let them talk about you, and it's okay. In the past, it would hurt me a lot, and I would let it get to me, but I don't anymore, because I just wonder, okay, if there's something, if there's a truth in it, maybe look at it and see how you can change. If there's something that makes you hurt and you look at it, there is maybe a truth in it. So how can you correct that within yourself? And this is part of self-care and self-development, because self-care means that we are able to break our karmic cycles and we are able to change, that we are having an easier life and being able to overcome our obstacles in an easier way. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.